crisis in the Middle East. Dalia Meshulam is a former paralegal in Montreal, moved to Haifa with her husband back in 1995. Meshulam's daughter, Iris, who had resided there with the couple, returned to Montreal last year to study art history at Concordia, and she joins us now live on the new 940 Montreal. Good evening, Iris.
Good evening.
So, as I understand it, your parents are still in Haifa?
Yes, they are.
And how often do you... is it difficult to make contact with them, for one thing?
Well, the past few days have been quite difficult. Today, I didn't even have a chance to talk to them. I heard that they were in and out of the bomb shelters all day long, so I didn't have a chance to talk to them.
Okay, but on a fairly regular basis, you do talk to them, like
well,
you try
I,
to?
Yeah, I try to at least once a day just to be updated on what's going on and how they're doing.
And what do you hear from them? What is their what is their mood? What is their situation?
Well, basically they're just prisoners in their own home because they can't go out. Everything is closed, and either they're at home or the siren goes off and they have to go into the bomb shelter.
This must be a very difficult situation, not just for them, but for you and other relatives on this side of the ocean.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because there's a time difference. You don't know, like, at night, you don't know what's happening while they're sleeping. Anything could happen, and you have no contact with them, so...
Are they sleeping in their homes, or are they sleeping in shelters at night?
It depends. They can go home, and suddenly in the middle of the night, the siren can go off, and they have to wake up and go into the shelter.
Hmm. Do they have any intentions of leaving Haifa and moving further south in Israel, out of range of these rockets?
Not that I know of, not at the moment, because my mom's husband is in security in Haifa, so he's basically working during this time as well.
I'm sorry, he's in what?
He's working also, because he every time a missile hits, he has to go and see if there are any injured or...
Oh, so like he's a police officer, or I mean he's involved with the government somehow.
He's involved with he's in the Haifa municipality.
Okay.
And he works for security all around Haifa, so at every event he has to be there if something happens.
And there's no way that they would, for instance, pack up their bags and come to Montreal for a little vacation
to
make you feel
so.
Better.
I don't think so. No. I think they're doing the right thing though. I mean, to support Israel. I feel guilty being here instead of being with them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think you both have to be in certain places for certain reasons. And it's a very brave attitude, though, I must say. Thank you for sharing it with us tonight, and the best of luck to you, and particularly to your parents. And
Thank
we
you.
Hope all goes well there for them.
Thank you very much.
726 on the new.